This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
So, Jerry, in your business, Kyle May in the studios, Cole taking the day off. You know, I assume you spend a lot of time this time of year sort of like planning for the year to come. I mean, even though we're officially in 2022,
Yeah. It's
been really cold. You know, people aren't maybe getting outside to run as much. Maybe they moved into the treadmill or the stationary bike, whatever it might be. But you're figuring out what the next year looks like.
Yes. I think some of us think that we just shoot from the hip and like wing it the whole year.
I don't know why anybody would ever guess that listening to you on Tuesday mornings.
Maybe I project it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of planning going on. So we've been doing this monthly staff meeting. That's one thing that COVID brought along. We do a video staff meeting instead of in person so people can do it at their house. And
I got it. Are they any good at it? Are they still, I am amazed 2 years into this. How people still haven't figured out how to like hit the mute button.
They're doing great. It's been once a month, so it's not been too much, and people pay attention, it seems like, and interact a little bit too.
Good.
So yeah, it seems like it's going okay. So it's usually, I didn't think it'd be that long, but it ended up going an hour with all the different things that we have going on. So yeah, I have shoe orders through the end of the year placed with my vendors already. So we're projecting quite time to get things hit the goals that we're aiming for. So we had a pretty good 2021, so we have pretty good aggressive goal for 2022, and came up with some tools to back it up with inventory and things like that, and with some social media stuff, with doing demo runs again that we feel comfortable doing stuff outside and bringing those back online, and the reps are making the rounds again. Training programs going on, doing more outreach stuff, like we did the thing at the disc last week and did the thing at the police academy and stuff like that, so we're bringing some of that stuff back online. So yeah, got a good plan, and I think we got some things in place.
All right, so if somebody is, and I know you've done a lot of work with organizations and places. I mean, if somebody wanted to, like, I know a lot of folks, even company-wide, we've done this stuff before where we've put in sort of fitness, trying to get employees to be healthier. You guys are willing to talk to people about, thinking outside the box on that kind of thing.
We love that stuff. Yeah. I'm on some stuff. We've come up with programs with the city for walking programs and incentives for employees and things like that. So yeah, we got no problem having that conversation, see what we can do to get healthy, and it benefits the companies too by doing that.
Absolutely. And I know sometimes companies sort of struggle. They want to do it, but they're not really sure how to do it.
Yeah.
And then having that local flavor of somebody coming in that's in town,
and have done
that makes
that
a lot of sense. Yeah, I think the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center, they ought to have you out there for every class. Because you think about certain fields, they're going to be athletic, because, gone are the days of the, the 45-year-old cop and the donut sort of, look.
Yeah.
I mean, these folks are in great shape, and that's such a huge part of what they do. I would think that makes all kinds of sense.
You would think, yes. We've done, the city's had health expos and stuff in the past, so hopefully they bring some of those back and we can do those again. Been great response and stay comfortable on day-to-day work and stuff too. So
now, is your 3D imaging mobile?
Kinda. We'd have to do it before or after hours because we use it so much during the time at the store. You could buy other units, but they're like $10,000. So
yeah,
I don't know if we're at that point yet.
Well, it's an expensive piece, but it is highly eye-opening. I mean, even for people who are in shape or have been doing a lot of things, you just realize this tweak, that tweak makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, we did the Brannock device, the metal thing that you stood on for a long time, and you would show the people the number.
That was a thing that's been around my entire life, and until you came along, I never knew it had a name, like that they called it something, right? You could, like, go down and get your hush puppies, right? And they'd pull out that metal thing.
The metal thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. But you would show the people the numbers, and they wouldn't listen to you. But then you do the 3D scan, and
they
have the number
it.
And digital attention to you. It's been pretty eye-opening. Yeah. After this. So
yeah.
Maybe sometime, but for the most part, it's been so busy in the store that we need it there. But, yeah, we like doing the outreach stuff and doing things like that in the store. So, yeah, for this time, plans and system and... This month, we've got a little bit more product flowing and stuff. I'm excited. Like, Garmin just announced the new Fenix 7 today. We're in the store right now. So
you have them already ahead of time.
Yeah.
All right. So what is the Fenix 7?
So it's an update to the if you want one watch that can do anything, the Phoenix line is the way to go. So I have an old Phoenix 5, so I'm waiting for my Phoenix 7 to come in now. It's a metal construction. It holds up a little bit better. It has great battery life. The new ones have like a solar panel window that'll charge while you're using it and stuff. Swap watch bands and things like that, class it up or make it a little sportier. So it's a really awesome watch.
You know, I clearly, you know, they probably don't have the market share that Apple does, you know, as far as the smartwatches consider. But I also see, whether it's military or law enforcement, it seems like there's a trend towards that. And it's always, Nick, it's round versus square. I mean, you don't even have to like identify the model. You just sort of know by the look, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a larger, round, tactical looking watch. But they make a small version too. Well, my wife has one that she ran with this morning outside with her friends. And then they have an even bigger one now. And the bigger one has like a light built in it, and it like flashes like with the tail light if you want it to. It way into the light. It's crazy. It's pretty cool tech. So anyway, so yeah, some more inventories flowing and stuff too. So it's good.
How impressive was it that the creator of Dick Tracy, you know, sort of knew this was coming, you know, 70 years ago?
Dude, they just released a watch like a week or so ago that has like voice to text on the watch. You can talk into it and you can have it. Well, the Apple Watch does all that stuff too. But yeah, the Garmin has one now too. So yeah, they were a little bit ahead of their time.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting. If you're wearing the Apple AirPods while your text and stuff comes into your watch, it not only translates, I mean, it reads it to you in your headphones.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Did you know that? It freaked me out. I was listening to music, and I got a text, and it paused the music and then read the text.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking for all these devices to have synergy to where they hand off the experience in every way.
Hey, but then if you want it to read it to you as like Samuel L. Jackson, you can do that too.
As you should.
Yeah, and you can even like add swear words.
Also, as you should.
Exactly right. Why wouldn't you?
That should come standard, right?
Absolutely. When was Dick Tracy? I mean, you got to go back, right? I mean, that has to be 1931.
It's
made its debut. Now, I don't know when the watch came into play, but certainly, you know, the science fiction people, the creators, they knew, right?
Right.
But how did they like narrow in on like the watch?
I mean,
I guess it was one of the very few accessories you had
on you
in the 1930s that you would wear all the time and had technology built into it.
Yeah, we didn't have phones back then.
So. No.
The other one is also the glasses. Those are the two that always have popped up throughout time in science fiction because a lot of people have them.
Yeah, but like the Get Smart shoe never came to fruition. The shoe phone?
Shaq had a shoe phone. They used it was a size 20, and they were all using it on the side at the All-Star game.
There you go. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with Kyle here. There are still some events coming up, and they're doing things at the store and in and around the store. We'll tell you all about that on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicator for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Macon County is seeing unprecedented cases of COVID-19, and Drew Early of Decatur Memorial Medical says the key to preventing our hospitals from being overwhelmed is vaccination.
The patients that are ending up in the hospital are being ventilated are still overwhelmingly. You know, vaccines aren't necessarily designed to prevent all illness, but in this case, vaccines are very clearly designed to prevent hospitalization and death.
For more information, listen to the podcast with Drew Early at nowdecatur.com.
Nobody asked us, but youth-led dialogue is more important than ever because youth are the future. I'm Brandon Condritz.
And I'm Lexi Jones.
Leaders in
high school students dedicated to improving Macon County. Join us for Nobody Asked Us,
a podcast of youth-led conversations where we talk about issues facing youth today
from our perspective. You can find Nobody Asked Us on nowdecatur.com with your podcast.
So listen up and help us build a better tomorrow, even though nobody asked us.
This podcast is proudly presented by Hickory Point Bank, invested, member FDIC. You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, Chester Gould is the name of the guy who came up with Dick Tracy. So there you have it. There are still events that are going on. I know winter for us, we dread it, and it gets here, but it gets out of here pretty fast. We've had a pretty mild one leading up into January. Colder now than most people would like, but it's not all that far away that we can think about St. Patrick's Day or whatever it is that you use as your guidepost to realize you can get to spring. But you guys just advanced. You got the yoga, recovery yoga on Sundays. How's that going?
It's been good. We did a Zoom session this past Sunday so people could participate.
There was I love that.
Yeah. So we did a few in-store, but if you felt comfortable or had to stay home, you could do it Zoom. So we had a link to that on the Facebook event page and stuff. So 10 a.m., $5 drop-in recovery yoga at the store Sunday mornings.
All right. Then you got the half-frozen, half-marathon coming up January 28th through the 30th. That's a virtual, I mean, you can do it at your own pace.
Yeah, it's a virtual marathon or half marathon that you can do over the 3-day period. And then I think that's Saturday where actually a few people are meeting at the store and going to run together too. So you can tack on some miles there. We had registration and you got a sweatshirt and stuff. We have a few extra sweatshirts. So if you get on board pretty quick, you might be able to take advantage of some of that stuff too. So there's some swag involved and some other stuff. So yeah, just something to keep people motivated this time of year. And we have some other stuff, too.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, people are looking ahead. And I know Wednesday, the 26th, you've got a meeting, your trail and your half marathon program. So those are, you know, maybe people hit the new year. They didn't go out and join a gym, but they still want to kind of like, they want to have a plan. And what I like about this is you can do it with other people. There's camaraderie involved. There's that good sort of peer pressure, you know, where you kind of, you know, show up and see people and watch everybody get a little bit better. This is a fun thing to do.
Yeah, we've done our program since before we opened, actually. And they've been amazing part of our business. Carrie Young does the coaching for all that stuff, and she does a great job with it. That's another thing. They have the training program schedule figured out for the year, basically. We're working on something in the fall on the dates of that, but have it planned pretty much. We're going to have a program going the entire year. So Wednesday the 26th in the evening, we're going to have an info meeting for our spring programs. We're going to have a trail. It's going to run February 7th through April 2nd. They're going to run on Thursday evenings and Sunday mornings, and we're going to do the Allerton trail race as the graduation race. And I did verify they are doing a glow run Friday night, which it's lit up, but you light up the trail with the light and stuff like that. They'll have a few things out. And then they are going to have the trail race the next morning, the 10K trail race. The half marathon program, that's going to run kind of the same day. It's February 7th to April 30th, so a little bit longer. And that's going to be Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings. And then the Christie Clinic half marathon is going to be the graduation there. It's been postponed the last couple of years, but it's going to have a huge participation. We already got a lot of people signed up for it. A lot of people have came in the store saying they're training for it, and then we talk about our programs, and they didn't realize it, so now they're piggybacking onto that. So, yeah, man, if you need something to shoot for in April and want to meet a couple days a week and meet some different people and do some runs and have a schedule that builds you up to be able to hit the goals and stuff, and then we're going to have a nutritionist help out with us too. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really good.
All right. Now you have the Frosty 50 coming up as well.
Yeah.
And this is a little hometown pride thing because it's Decatur versus Bloomington. And you have more signups so far than Bloomington?
I get a report.
Oh.
Do you remember we did this last year? So basically we're trying to get people to run 50 miles in the month of February. You sign up for the program. It's $25. You get a little piece of swag. And then you sign up as a Decatur store or Fleet Feet Bloomington store. And then we rack up the miles and try to compete against each other, which we won quite handily last year, I think to their surprise. So we have a trophy at the store.
Keep the trophy here.
We got a traveling trophy that goes back and forth. So, yeah, we're encouraging people to sign up there. So far, we got a few more people than they do, but we still got a few more weeks to sign up. But that should be fun and kind of keep you updated through the month of February, how our miles are going and stuff like that. And, you know, 50 miles in the month of February that's a goal, but it's achievable by a lot of people. So
this is one of those conversations where it all depends. There's people that won't run 50 miles in their entire life. And then there are people that will do that in a month, and there's everything in between. But we got to do Decatur well, right?
Yeah. No, we did great last year. Yeah. So We're looking forward to that. We get along great with Fleet Feet Bloomington. We have a great partnership. We exchange products sometimes and help each other out. So it's kind of fun.
Good, healthy competition.
Yeah, it's
good stuff. All right. And then there's all kinds of products. Too much for us to be able to get into right now. But tons. You can follow them online at fleetfeetdecaturil.com. You can follow their social media. They're very, very active. It's a friendly community. It's a family community. Nick, it's one of those places that just has its own identity. You go there and there's people that are just regulars, and they got people who just come and hang out. I mean,
has a culture.
Yeah, it has a culture
to it.
That's exactly right.
And high-end, high-touch retail, nice service and stuff. So you don't get that a lot of places.
No, it's a dying art, and I'm not quite sure why, because it succeeds. I mean, if you do it well, you know, it combats.
Back around.
Listen, I hope so. I really do. But there's a few places, you know, here in this community that really, really do it well, and they're successful in an Amazon world. And I just don't think you can. It's not just the product or not just the content, although that's what they're there for. It's the experience, and it's the feeling and the camaraderie and the family and the local. And if you do it well, then you got a place.
Yeah. Yeah, and then our vendors are great because they're holding prices. You can buy it the same from us as you can online and stuff. That's been a big issue in the past. And now we're seeing companies like Allbirds. We have those coming in soon. It was a direct-to-consumer, internet-only product that's going to be available in brick and mortar. There's some kind of cool stuff changing their distribution. I don't have those written down.
No, I'm just looking. I mean, it's you got a ton of stuff. Go see them,
yeah.
And you won't be sorry. I still have a gift card from Christmas. I need to get in there and spend it.
Nice.
A lot of good options. We've
got a lot of people turning those in right now.
Well, yeah, I would think so. What's you got any new Hokas in?
We got new color of the men's Bondi just showed up.
What color?
It's like a dark, super dark blue, almost black, with like a little green accent on it.
Right.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. We got a women's one in last week. And those were supposed to be here in like November, and they just showed up. We got an all black on. The Cloud Stratus came in. It's all murdered out. It looks really, really nice. That was another one supposed to be here in November that just showed. So those are pretty cool.
There you have
That's
it.
That's up your alley.
It is, and because they're the most comfortable for me.
They're pretty nice.
They are very nice. All right, fleetfeetdecaturil.com. Kyle, have a great day. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Man.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.